Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, November the 12th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to weigh in on anything we've talked about this morning, from Lighty Boy's dog collar being stolen, to the old pill microphones at WMRN being taken, to the grand piano from WMRN being taken, to Nan Britton's love letters from President Harding, do they really exist anywhere in Marion? A lot of mysteries here in Marion that have not been solved. Florence Harding's hats, things that they owned. Who knows? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, if you have anything you'd like to say in regard to that. Do want to read this newspaper article from the Marion Star very quickly here. It's a short article. March 13th, 1939. Now, Dorothy Fulltime, just to bring you up to date again, was a very famous television newswoman. I think she was the first newswoman anywhere in Cleveland, WEWS television in the 1950s. She was there through the 90s. She was a world traveler, just did a lot of things. And she was here in Marion in 1939, pre-World War II. Now, this is what she had to say. This is the newspaper article from 1939, March 13th, 1939. And this is courtesy of Angie. Now, here was the headline. 500 Here Talk on Europe at Year's Final Community Forum Program. Mrs. Dorothy Fulltime attacks fascism. Members of audience join in discussion. Here's the article. Fascism not only disrupts international peace and economic stability, but also destroys the mind and spirit. In fact, the entire culture of the nation it controls. Mrs. Dorothy Fulltime, Cleveland lecturer and world traveler, declared here yesterday at the last of a series of 5 Marion Community Forums. Leading a discussion of current European affairs at Edison Junior High School, Mrs. Fulltime described the effects of dictatorship on the people of Germany and Italy and warned that if Hitler and Mussolini continue in power for another 4 years, they will sweep through Europe with their creed and intolerance. That's a quote from Dorothy. Approximately 500, I think it's 500 or 509, kind of an old article here. Approximately 500 persons attended the meeting, which marked the close of the forum's first season in Marion. Throughout her talk, Man or Beast, Europe 1939, and during the open discussion which followed, Mrs. Fulltime gave interesting and up-to-the-minute information on behind-the-scenes activities in the European dictatorships. She described the Munich Treaty as one of the worst catastrophes in Europe since the World War. Let's see. What else does she say in this article? Much interest was shown during the discussion period concerning the Munich Treaty. One member of the audience raised the question of whether Hitler was merely bluffing during the Czech crisis are whether he would have carried out his threats of war. It is difficult to believe, Mrs. Fulltime said, that Germany would fight when the stability of her economic system and the Nazi regime depend upon peace, and in view of the fact that neither Hitler or Mussolini have ever tackled anyone their size. It's very interesting. Now, she also talks about if Hitler should die. Another member of the audience raised a question of whether the Nazi regime could continue if Hitler should die, and Mrs. Fulltime expressed the opinion that Hitler's death would not immediately end the Nazi reign, but rather result in a long and bloody civil war between party supporters of Goering and Goebbels. With Germany in the state of unrest, groups of Democrats and Communists that appear to be in the minority in Germany are likely to revolt and add to general confusion, she said. It's very interesting to hear what her thoughts were prior to World War II. Hitler has now had 6 years in which to spread his propaganda and to concentrate his opposition in so-called camps, she said. Give the Nazis 4 more years and they will sweep through Europe like the Huns of old, she declared. Isn't that interesting? Before concluding, the audience, the Pope blessed the ambassador. Well, let's see here. That might be another article here from another story. But it's very interesting to see what she had to say. Now, remember, this article was published in 1939, March the 13th, 1939, before the United States entered World War II, and it's kind of fascinating that she warns of Hitler and things going on at that time. So there you go. I found that interesting. And then, you know, it's kind of funny because Dorothy came back here in 1953, November 21st, 1953, and it said, two groups here, news analyst of Cleveland. Dorothy Fulltime predicts world will avoid another war. A prediction that the world will not have another all-out war, nor this country another depression, was made by Miss Dorothy Fulltime, Cleveland lecturer and news analyst in Marion Thursday, to a group of club women at the Marion Kiwanis Club. She addressed the Kiwanis Club at the noon meeting at the Harding Hotel and spoke at a program sponsored by the Marion Federation of Women's Clubs in the evening, held at the YMCA. What she says here, she said the speaker told her Kiwanis audience she believes, as has been true in the past, since both United States and Russia have the H-bomb, there will be no all-out war using this weapon. She added that she has found that Russians believe they will not have to go to war because an all-out depression will come in the United States, thus enabling them to walk in and take over. Miss Fulltime made the statement, we have bad citizens, adding there are those people who believe and say that a depression is sure to follow prosperity, talking of it constantly. She added that this democracy is great because it has made it possible for the mass of people to buy their needs and thus live on a high standard. Miss Fulltime told her audience that our standard of living has not reached the peak, explaining this by stating that such items as the cars of today, laundry equipment, and the housewife air conditioning equipment, and like things certainly have not been promoted to the utmost. So there you go. In 1939, Dorothy Fulltime was here talking about the dangers of Adolf Hitler, and in 1953, she was here saying there would not be another war, world war, and that we would not have another depression. And here in 2021, I think she was right on all counts at this particular point. Anybody have anything to say about those articles? I found them fascinating. 740-383-9944. Dorothy Fulltime here in 1939 and 1953. And we haven't had another world war. And we have not had another depression. We've had some bad times, but not another depression. Certainly since 1953. And it is interesting when you go back and look at it in the periodicals that people were warning of Hitler back in 1939. Now, we were not involved at that point, but there certainly was a warning going on from Dorothy back in those days. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if she was alive today, I wonder what she would think of Donald Trump.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know. I think it's fascinating that she had been to Germany in 1939 and came back here to Ohio, Marion, and spoke at the club here, at I think it said Edison Middle School, and told them that he is dangerous, and if he is given six more years, he will sweep through Europe. And that was in 1939. And that's exactly what he was planning on doing.
There was just about a week or two ago, there's people over at the Harding Memorial, you know, doing that Trump thing again.
Well, it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's nice that people get involved in politics now.
Yeah, but that's just a little too much, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think one of the things is people get so offended now by politics that it's even hard to talk about it. You know, I know people who got greatly offended that we covered the auditor situation. I know there were people who were offended that we have certain guests on. It, you know, politics is just something that's become so polarized. It didn't used to be that way. You used to be able to be like Dorothy Fulltime and give your opinion, and people didn't bite your head off.
Right, and talk about it. But, you know, if you get elected again, do they think he's going to say bye at the end of that 4 years? Or do you think he's going to try to hold on?
Well, I don't know. I think if he got elected again, I think he'd be about 82 when he would leave office. You know, nobody lives forever.
You know, on that dog collar, you know, I was watching To Tell the Truth. It's an older show on TV, and they was talking. They had this professional thief on there. That he used to be a professional thief. And they was asking him about, you know, what he would do if he stole a Picasso, you know, famous painting or something like that. And he said if he wouldn't even take one. He said if he was in the house, he would not steal the painting because it would be more trouble to get rid of it. He wouldn't want it in his possession very long. He said the only way he would have ever stole a painting like that is to have a contract for it.
Well, that's what I keep saying.
Whoever stole this dog collar, you know, they can't even show it off to their family and friends or, you know, neighbors. You know, you ain't going to go pawn it or sell it.
Well, that's the odd thing to me, is that if you were going to steal something because of the financial value, that's why people hold up convenience stores and always go for the cash in the grocery store, or they steal items they can use and dispose of very quickly. I don't understand why this was stolen, and I also don't understand if you're going to take the time to break a window, put a ladder on the building, climb up to the second floor, that's all you're going to take? You're not going to grab anything else while you're up there?
Right. Just a dog collar? You can't ever show nobody?
Well, that's what I said. I believe it was a prank because it has no rhyme or reason other than being a prank. And I think it was a prank. I think somebody got scared, probably when they broke the window. It made noise. I mean, they left their ladder, obviously. They ran away, and they're probably scared to return it. I mean, it took Dick Carey 28 years to return Lady Justice, and even then, he made everybody promise who was involved not to tell that he stole it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll get returned one of these days. But
maybe the dog collar will show up.
You know, they was, you talked about them looking at pawn shops. You know, Marion don't even have a pawn shop anymore.
No, they're all gone?
Yep.
Well, what about that one out there on 95 that used to be like a cash advance place? They have a lot of... Oh, I think that's a pawn shop. They have a lot of laptops and televisions and...
Where's it, on 95 out there by Walmart and them?
Yeah, if you go down 95, you know where Little Caesars and TCBY used to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in there.
Oh, I have to look for it then.
Yeah, that little area. They've got a lot of electronics and things in there.
Okay, I'll check that out.
A lot of jewelry, too.
Well, I don't need none of that.
Well, go look for an engagement ring.
Yeah, no, I'll leave that to you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 33 and a half minutes past the hour here. Anybody have anything to say in regard to any of the mysteries we've talked about this morning or the newspaper articles from the Marion Star in regard to Dorothy Fulltime and what she had to say about Hitler and wars and depressions? In the 30s and the 50s. And so far, she's turned out to be right. And she predicted that, oh, nearly 70 years ago now, the no more wars, no more depressions, no more world wars, and the Hitler thing, she predicted a few years, what, two, three years, before, about a year, I guess, maybe a year and a half, before the United States' entry into, World War II. 740-383-9944. Anybody have anything to say? Also, any comments in regard to the veterans program we did yesterday or Jim Ganahl, which we'll repeat on the station again today from 2 until 4 p.m. Don't miss that for love nor money, and I'll be on tonight with Angie Evers, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Okay, I said we were going to do some giveaways this morning, but we've had some interesting conversations, so we haven't gotten to it yet. But let's try to get to one here. We'll do some Family Feud. I know people like that. We've got some zoo tickets ready to go that are good through the first of the year, so it will run through the zoo lights. Let's do some giveaways here. Okay, here's the category. 6 answers in the category. Let's see if we can get them all in the next 25 minutes. Tell me a nickname someone gives their boyfriend, girlfriend that starts with the word sugar. How about that? Tell me a nickname someone gives their loved one that starts with the name sugar. There are 6 of these. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who has the answers today? Tell me a nickname someone gives their loved one that starts with the name, or starts with the word, sugar. So all 6 of these start with the word sugar. It would be sugar, then another word. Let's see who's got the answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear is number 2 on the list. You've got it. You're in there, Charlene. Thank you. Charlene comes in with Sugar Bear, number 2 on the list. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody called Sugar Bear, but there you go. There it is on the list at number 2. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar Pie.
Sugar Pie is actually number 1 on the list.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Sugar Pie shows up at number 1 on the list. So number 1, Sugar Pie. Number 2, Sugar Bear. Still have 4 other answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Sugar Daddy, of course. That's probably number 1.
No, number 1 was Sugar Pie.
Okay. Okay. I think sugar daddy, also a sugar mama. I can go both ways, but that's got to be on there.
Do you have some experience in this?
I'm sorry?
I say, do you have some experience in this, son?
No, not at all. By no means.
But either way.
Yeah, but either way, it's certainly a well-known term.
Well, sugar daddy is number four on the list.
Also a song by the Jackson 5, I believe.
Well, that's good to hear.
So, okay, well, I thought it would be on there. I'm glad I got number four. Have a good show, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, that's how that goes. Sugar Pie was number one. Sugar Bear was number two. Sugar Daddy, number four. Still got three to go. Nicknames for other people. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar Plum.
Sugar Plum. Hey, that's a good one. Number five on the list. Is this Pat? Is this Pat?
Uh-huh.
All right, got you, Pat. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Pat in today. Pat got in with Sugar Plum. Now, see, that one I like. That's one I would use. I don't think I would ever use Sugar Pie or Sugar Bear or anything like that. Sugar Plum, that's okay. That's middle of the road. I can see Sugar Plum. All right, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar Baby.
Sugar Baby, yes, that is number three on the list. Sugar Baby, you got it. Thank you. Sugar Baby shows up at number three on the list. So, what do we got? One left? We've got Sugar Pie, Sugar Bear, Sugar Baby, Sugar Daddy, and Sugar Plum. One left on the list. What is it? Go ahead. Well, go ahead, caller.
Sugar Mama.
No, no Sugar Mama on the list.
How about Sugar Cake?
No Sugar Cake.
No.
Okay. No Sugar Mama, no Sugar Cake on the list. One left. We've got Sugar Pie, Sugar Bear, Sugar Baby, Sugar Daddy, Sugar Plum. One left on the list. What is it? 740-383-9944. A nickname someone would give their loved one that starts with the word sugar. Who's got the final answer? 39 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. We've got Charlene and Pat in so far this hour. 740-383-9944. The sugar words as they were. What is the final answer? Sugar Pie, Sugar Bear, Sugar Babe, Sugar Daddy, Sugar Plum. One left. What is it? A nickname someone would give their loved one that starts with the word sugar. 740-383-9944. Who's got the last one here? Do we have a stumper in our midst? 40 minutes past the hour. 20 minutes left to go. What do you call your loved one that starts with the word sugar? The final answer here. Let's see. You know, as I said, of these so far, the only one that I would ever say would be Sugar Plum. And it would be a far cry that would even be coming out of my mouth. Sugar Pie, Sugar Bear, Sugar Baby, Sugar Daddy, Sugar Plum, and one more answer left to go. What is it? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the final answer is? Who's got their thinking cap on this Getaway Friday? 41 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. One answer left in this category of six. Who has it? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Who's got the final answer? Apparently nobody has the final answer today. Remember, our winner this hour will get a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Zoo lights good through the first of the year. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How about Sugar Sugar?
No Sugar Sugar. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Well, that's a good song, Sugar Sugar. No Sugar Sugar on the list. A nickname someone would give their loved one that begins with the word sugar. What is that missing name that we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar Pop.
Not Sugar Pop. That's a good one, though. No Sugar Pops on the list today. Sugar Pie, Sugar Bear, Sugar Baby, Sugar Daddy, Sugar Plum. One still left on the list. What is it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The category this morning, tell me a nickname someone gives their loved one that starts with the word sugar. 43 minutes past the hour here. Let's see if we've got it. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar honey.
No sugar honey. You know, I could become diabetic just listening to this list. Does anybody have the answer? 43 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
What about sugar pie, honey? Yeah, sugar pie.
You gonna sing
pie.
The song?
Yeah, I can't.
It sounded like you were getting ready to sing.
I know I was, because I couldn't remember what I was going to say. Yeah, you're going to be old and senile someday, too. Ask Glenn what it's like.
What's that?
I said, you're going to be old and senile someday, too. Just ask Glenn what it's like.
You think Glenn has got the senility, huh?
Well, he's getting more and more like Charlie every day.
Maybe it's that time slot.
That could be. But anyhow, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch was the one I was thinking of.
Not on the list, but a good song.
Okay, bye. Okay,
bye-bye. Not on the list today. Well, there you go. 740-383-9944. Good song. Not on the list. Tell me a nickname someone gives their loved one that starts with the word sugar. One answer still left. Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
What about sugar lips?
Sugar lips. You got it. Sugar Lips is the one on the list. And this is Judy C?
Right.
All right, Judy. Well, you are in the list today. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Judy C comes in with Sugar Lips. I don't know if I would do that one. The only one I would ever do in that entire list is Sugar Plum. I could do Sugar Plum as a nickname. Okay, new category here. We've got Judy C., Charlene, and Pat in the competition. We'll do a drawing at the end of the hour, but we still got 16 minutes left here. Let's go to the next category. Name an activity that's easier to do when it's windy. Four answers on this one. Name an activity that it's easier to do when it's windy. Four answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name an activity that it's easier to do when it's windy. Give me a buzz. Four on the list. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Fly a kite.
Fly a kite, number one on the list, has to be there. Charlene, got you in. Charlene's in with fly a kite. Absolutely. Name an activity that it's easier to do when it's windy. Three answers still left on the list here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Sail a boat.
Sail a boat. You got it. Number two on the list. We got you, Ralph. Thanks. Ralph in on the list with sail a boat. Name an activity that's easier to do when it's windy. We've got fly a kite and sail a boat. Still two answers left. 740-383-9944. Okay, I think we've got a call coming in here. Maybe, maybe not. Go ahead, caller.
Play baseball.
Play baseball. No baseball on the list. No playing baseball on the list. Name an activity that it's easier to do when it's windy. Fly a kite, sail a boat, both on the list. Two answers left to go. An activity that's easier to do when it's windy. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the last two? Fly a kite, sail a boat. Okay, here comes a guess. Let's see what it is. Go ahead, caller.
Hanging up clothes.
Hanging up clothes. Air drying your clothes. Number 4 on the list. We got you, Pat. Thank you. Pat is on the list. Absolutely. Air dry your clothes. Number 4 on the list. One left to go here. Name an activity that it's easier to do when it's windy. We've got fly a kite, sail a boat, and air dry your clothes. 740-383-9944. One answer left on the list. We've got Charlene, Pat, Judy C., and Ralph in the competition this particular hour. All right, let's see if this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Fly a glider.
No glider on the list. No flying of a glider on the list. Name an activity that's easier to do when it's windy. 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour. All right, go ahead, caller.
Surfing.
Surfing, you got it. How you doing today, Bob?
All right.
Getting by?
Yep.
All right, good to hear from you, Bob. Stay well, Bob.
All right.
Good to hear from our pal Bob. He got it. Name an activity that's easier to do when it's windy. Fly a kite, sail a boat, surf, and air dry your clothes. Those are the ones. Let's go on to the next category. We've got 11 minutes left here. 49 minutes past the hour. Okay, there are 4 in this category as well. Name something that might get rained out. How about that one? Name something that might get rained out. 740-383-9944. Something that might get rained out. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo hang in the balance. Good through the first of the year. Columbus Zoo lights, I believe, start next weekend. Run through the first of the year, I believe. Go ahead, caller.
Baseball game.
Baseball game. Well, yeah, sporting event is on the list at number 1. We've got it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Sporting event was number 1 on the list. Name something that might get rained out. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Concert.
A concert. Well, what kind of a concert?
An outdoor concert.
Yeah, outdoor concert. You got it. Thank you. All right, an outdoor concert is on the list at number 4. So we've got a sporting event and an outdoor concert. 2 answers left to go. Name something that might get rained out. Go ahead, caller.
A picnic.
A picnic. All right, picnic, number 2 on the list. Who do we got here?
Greg Miller.
All right, Greg, good to have you out there today.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Thank you. 740-383-9944. Name something that might get rained out. Okay, here we go. Let's see who's got here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a fair or a festival?
Not a fair or a festival. Those are not on the list. Good guess, though. No fireworks on the list, oddly enough. Name something that might get rained out. We've got a sporting event, a picnic, and an outdoor concert. Still one answer left. 740-383-9944. Got Charlene, Pat, Judy C., Ralph, Bob, and Greg in the competition today so far. Go ahead, caller.
How about a parade?
You got it. A parade is the one we were missing. Is Judy C.?
Yep.
All right, we got you, Judy. Thank you. All right, those are the 4 answers. Name something that might get rained out, a sporting event, a picnic, a parade, and an outdoor concert. Okay, still got 9 minutes left here. Let's see if we can get another category done. That went pretty fast. All right, the next one's got 4 answers as well. Name something kids line up for at school. There you go. There are plenty of those things. Name something kids line up for at school. That's right. 740-383-99. Quickly. 740-383-9944. Name something kids line up for at school. Four answers and 8 minutes left to go. Then we'll do the drawing. Might do this again during the noon hour today. Give some of these Columbus Zoo tickets away. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Lunch.
Lunch, yes. Lunch is number one on the list. We got you, Charlene. Thank you. Charlene, number one on the list today was lunch. Three left to go. Who's got the remaining three answers? Here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
How about lunch?
Lunch, number one on the list. All right. Lunch is number one on the list. Must be getting close to lunchtime. People are hungry. Lining up at school for lunch. Number one. What are the other three answers? Let's see. No, not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about a fire drill or recess?
Well, both of those are there. Fire drill is number three. Recess is number two. So we'll put you in twice here. All right, we got you. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. One answer left to go. Name something kids line up for at school. 7 minutes left to go. One answer left in this particular category. Go ahead, caller.
Recess.
You know, we just got it, but I'm going to put you in anyway. Yes, number two on the list. Thank you, Greg. All right. I think Greg is at work. I heard some noises in the background there that sound like work noises. Greg, you'll have to call back in and tell us where you're at today. All right. Go ahead, caller.
To get on the school bus.
Ah, you got it. Number four, get on the school bus. You at work today?
Yes, I am.
Making you work on a Friday?
Yes.
How are things in the world of the doctor's office?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Nice and calm?
So far.
All right. Good to hear. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to go on to another category. We'll see how good you are now because we've only got 6 minutes left, and we'll see if you can get these four answers. We'll take the call here first. Go ahead. We might have been somebody on a delay there. But the four answers, name something kids line up for at school. It was lunch, recess, fire drill, and school bus. Okay, here we go. Four to go. Four in this category. Now, this is interesting. Name the most useful body part that begins with the letter L. Four of those. Name the most useful body part that begins with the letter L. Four of them. 740-383-9944. We've got Charlene, Pat, Judy C., Ralph, Bob, Greg, all in the competition today. Oh, it'd have to be, wouldn't it? Yeah, that one's got to be. You don't want to go without that. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Legs,
number one answer on the list. You got it. Judy, we've got two Judy yeses. Okay. I got to call you Judy Summers now, Judy. It's like being in school. We've got two Judy yeses out there listening. Judy Summers is in the competition now. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Lungs,
absolutely. Number three. Is this Trish?
Yes.
Thank you, Trish. Gotcha. How you doing today?
So far, so good.
That's all. We'll take them one day at a time. Thank you.
Yes.
Trish in here with lungs. Yeah, lungs are important. I think I might put lungs at number one, even above legs. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Liver.
You and the pastor are on the same page here. Liver, how you doing out there on the bus?
I'm taking a break right now, but I'll be back at it in 5 minutes.
All right.
You better be believing. We'll be tuning in.
I love you. Tuning in on the bus. Thank you, Sarah. Yep. Thank you, Sarah. All right, one left. What is it? Pastor, you and Sarah are on the same pathway there.
Yeah, it looks that
with
way.
The liver.
We both drive buses.
And you both drive buses. There we go. Go ahead, caller.
I'm about lips.
You got it, lips. Absolutely. Lips are number two, oddly. And how do lips go above your liver and your lungs?
Well, you got to kiss somebody.
Well, yeah, but you can't kiss somebody if you can't breathe.
That's true.
It's a problem. Who are we putting in today?
I'll put Judy Smith in.
Judy Smith in. All right. So we got all the Judys in today. Judy. Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you, Lee. Bye-bye. Lee, one of our listeners, playing for Judy Smith today. Well, here you go. You know what? You've been so good today. 3 minutes left to go. Let's try one more category. We'll see how far we can get. We'll finish it at noon if we don't get it done here. Name a term used for a game or in a game of bowling. Hey, you might get this. Bowling very popular in this area. Name a term used in a game of bowling. Four of those. What are they? Strike. Well, anybody who calls in with that can just have it. We'll give you a free one here. 740-383-9944. We got Sarah in here, Judy Smith, Trish. Go ahead, caller.
I wanted to add an answer to the L category, Scott. This is a really cerebral one. I'll answer the bowling question.
We're on a time schedule here, Adam. We got to...
Okay, large intestine. So we'll add large intestine.
Large intestine. Why not?
And for bowling, strike, something I never get.
Yep, strike number one. You got it, Adam.
That's it. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Adam gave you the strike. Well, I gave you the strike, too, and the pastor gave you the strike. We all gave you the strike. Come up with the other three here. Something for bowling, a term in bowling. Go ahead, caller.
How about a spare?
Spare.
Turkey.
Well, yeah, well, you can guess, too. We'll go that way. Spare and turkey. You got both of them here, Judy C. We've got all the Judys
right.
In. Do you feel lucky today?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Turkey is three strikes in a row. That's a turkey. Yeah. All right, one left to go here. What is the term in bowling? We've got strike, spare, and turkey. What is the last one? Go ahead, caller. I bet that was the delay. That person got caught on the delay. A minute and a half to go. One term left. Name a term used in a game of bowling, not strike, spare, or turkey. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
A split.
Not a split. That's a good guess, though. Not a split. Split's not the one on our list today. Strike, not gutter either. No, that's a good one. No gutter, no split. Strike, spare, turkey, and what is the other term associated with bowling? Go ahead, caller.
Split.
Not split. That's a good guess. Not
all
split.
Right.
Split is not the one. Think of those terms used for bowling. Strike, spare, and turkey we have. One left to go in about 1 minute. 740-383-9944. A lot of people in this particular hour for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. All right. Here we go. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
How about a foul line?
Not a foul line. Good guess, though. Not the foul line. A lot of people going over the foul line. What's that final answer? A term used in conjunction with bowling. 740-383-9944. What are all the terms in the bowling vernacular? Go ahead, caller.
She just took mine.
Took that one? All right. No foul line. 7-4, much easier than foul line, trust me. Strike, spare, turkey. It's one word. Involved with bowling. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what this final term is? Maybe this person calling does. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
What about a perfect game?
Not a perfect game. Not a perfect 300 game. Nope, not on the list. What could it be? A term involved with bowling. One answer left. Let's see if this person's got it. Okie doke. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say gutter?
No gutter. Good guess, though.
Okay.
No gutter on the list. What is that final term? Term involved with bowling. Columbus Zoo tickets on the line here. Don't forget, no curve. Curve is a good one, too. What's the final term here involved with bowling? Go ahead, caller.
How about pins?
Pin, you got it. Pin
okay.
Is the one.
Yeah, put Mary Kay in.
Put Mary in?
Yes.
All right, Mary. What's
thanks.
Mary out doing today?
Taking the granddaughter to school because there was a two-hour delay.
No, what was the delay for this morning?
I don't know. It's River Valley, so... I don't know.
Well, she got it. Well, I hope she's enjoying it out there.
Well, yes, it's an opportunity to bond with the grandchild.
Don't want to go wrong there.
No.
Hey, thank you. All right, we've got a lot of people in the competition here. We've got Charlene, Pat, Judy C., Ralph, Bob, Greg. Who else do we have? Judy Summers, Judy Smith, Mary, Sarah, Trish. All right, Pastor, give me a number between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 27. 14. Who's number 14 on the list today for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo? That is Judy C. All right, Judy C., your tickets are up here. By the way, waiting with, who else do we have here? We've got tickets that haven't been picked up by Brian, Pat, Ernie, now Judy C. Your tickets are here. You can pick those up but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between 4 and 5. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between 4 and 5. We'll do this again at noon. Don't go anywhere. The pastor spot coming up in 10 minutes.
Exciting as everybody knew. Oh, would you get residuals? I didn't see that. I got a residual for 3 cents.
Jeez.
And then for 9 cents. And I took them to the bank.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH.